He's just putting words on paper, and there we go. And that was from the third album, a masterpiece amongst many. Rest in peace, Arthur Lee. After that, number 19, you heard Pink Floyd. Again, the song Astronomy Domine from their album The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, once again, from 1967. And that's the song that kicked off the album. By far, the epitome of psychedelia, I think. It was number 2 on my whole entire list, next to Beatles' Rain. Yeah, not bad, huh? I think that song is just pure genius with the astronomy effects and all that greatness. Gotta love it. And rest in peace, you two, Sid. Not Arthur. Well, Arthur and Sid. Back to back there. Strange how this list worked out, huh? Both lost two legends in the last month. And after that, number 18 was Donovan with the song Hurdy Gurdy Man from 1968. It was from the album of the same name and also was a number 4 hit in the UK and a number 5 hit in the US. And a little bit of trivia, there was the band on that was actually future Led Zeppelin personnel minus Robert Plant. Yep, John Paul Jones, John Bonham, and Jimmy Page played on that song. Hence the heaviness of it. And what you just heard, that was number 17, The Rolling Stones' Citadel, from their album Their Satanic Majesty's Request in 1967. Just one of many trippy tunes from their work of art, psychedelic LP. That's what I like to call it. Very trippy album. The album cover is very trippy. And that song is great. Good stuff. And that's what you heard in the last half hour. And I got the top 16 to go for the last hour here on my special extra hour-long show this week. But first, let me just tell you a few things. Cycling and Recycling, an exhibit celebrating art and renewal, will be featured at the Kittery Art Association Gallery from August 17th to September 17th. With work in all media by members of Kittery Art Association, nonprofit Seacoast Center for the Arts. An opening reception with the artists will take place on Sunday, August 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. and include a special reception honoring the many volunteers who helped rebuild the Kittery Art Association Gallery following a fire several years ago. The gallery is located off Route 103 at H. Coleman Avenue, Kittery Point, near Frisbee's Market and Captain Simeon's Galley. Galley. There we go. I'll say it. My lip's still a little numb from my operation. Remember I told you that 3 hours ago? Yeah, that's why I'm slurring. My lip is all sewn up. All right. Hours are Thursday, 3 to 6 p.m., Saturdays, 12 to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 12 to 5 p.m. For more information is available at this number, 1-207-451-9384. Or you can go online, it's www.kitteryartassociation.org. Hey, programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible with support from our listeners, of course, and by the Portsmouth Brewery. New Hampshire's original brew pub, serving food and handcrafted beers in a friendly, lively atmosphere since 1991 at 56 Market Street. For more information, www.portsmouthbrewery.com. Brewery. I kind of said that as one syllable. Bleh. Portsmouthbrewery.com. All right. How about that number 16? Because that's where we're at. On the top 50 psychedelic songs voted on an online poll. Got enough psych heads out there to make a good list. Yeah. Some mainstream stuff, though, like this. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. This is Jefferson Airplane, number 16. White Rabbit is the song from the album Surrealistic Pillow from 1967. Surrealistic, there we go, I'll say it right this time. This is our second album, first with Grace Slick, and this song went to number 8 on the U.S. charts. Big hit for a creepy song about getting high. That's really all it's about. and, you know, watching Alice in Wonderland at the same time. So here's Jefferson Airplane with White Rabbit to start off the next hour and finish off the list. Number 16, Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit.
One, two, the little tricks you play. I never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because of the while. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. Surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal might be on clear day. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. So here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. We'll be right back.
I'll find stuff I can to have no doubt of stuff. Keep your mouth upon that because you can't do it. Oh, I'm not
service of a villain.
You kissed the vices of my mistress, sadness of your heart.
Is he dead?
Sit you down, father. Bless you.
Hey, Portsmouth, what's up? You're listening to the Metaphysical Circus. I am your host, the Eggman. What's up? How are you? Hey, yeah, what I'm doing this week? Yeah, you want to know? Well, I've been doing it for 3.5 hours and I'm getting kind of tired. No way, man. This music won't put me to sleep. Keeps me all up and whatever. Anyway, I'm doing the 50 greatest psychedelic songs voted by lots of psych heads on the internet. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. A guy named Gary Brown that I met on MySpace started a little, 50 psychedelic songs list. Asked everybody to make a list of their favorites, and whatever list he got, he compiled into a big list, and this is the final list, the top 50 of what they voted, and maybe you were one of them. I know I was. Yeah. And I'm all the way up to number 11 was the last thing you heard, but first let me just tell you what you heard in the last half hour in order. Started off the half hour with Jefferson Airplane at number 16, White Rabbit from Surrealistic Pillow in 1967. After that, number 15, Pink Floyd with Arnold Lane from 1967. That was their first single, the one that started it all. A number 20 hit in the UK. A great, great, great song. Very, very strange song as well, if you listen to the lyrics about Mr. Arnold Lane, a cross-dresser who steals clothes at night off washing lines. Yeah, Sid, you the man. We'll miss you. After that, number 14, The Pretty Things with Baron Saturday from their album SF Sorrow in 1968. A dark and weird track and kind of heavy and drumming all over the place from their psychedelic rock opera, the first rock opera before Tommy, in case you didn't know. Yeah. And that song's quite a surprise. I did not expect that song to be at number 14. I didn't even expect it to be in the top 50. I expected other songs from that era of Pretty Things to make it. But what do you know, Baron Saturday was the one, number 14. After that, you heard the Yardbirds at number 13, Happenings 10 Years Time Ago, from 1966. A song that's so far ahead of its time, it's crazy. That song is so heavy. It was their eighth single, and it was also a number 43 hit in the UK and hit number 30 in the US. Not bad, not bad at all. You listen to that song, you're like, how can this be from 1966? It's so awesome. Unbelievable song. Glad to see you hit number 13. At number 12, you heard The Who with the song I Can See for Miles from 1967. And yet another classic from their only psychedelic album, Sellout. It was also a number 10 hit in the UK and hit number 9 in the US. Top 10 hit in both countries. Not bad, not bad, not bad. Good stuff. Dig it a lot. After that, you heard number 11. That was The Beatles with I Am the Walrus from 1968. It was from the album Magical Mystery Tour. It was also the B-side to the number one hit, Hello, Goodbye. Quite a difference in songs there. But that's how it was in the 60s. Nothing sounded alike, even if it was by the same group. Yeah, and that's what you just heard. And, yeah, so that was number 11, and I got the top 10 to go. That's it. And then we're done. You excited? Do you know what's in the top 10? Well, I'll let you know someday, pretty soon. But first, let me tell you a few things here. What we got here? MCM Transmissions. Yeah, it's good stuff. These guys, they'll make you trance out, playing the latest and best in trance music from around the globe. Prepare yourself for beautiful melodies and bass-pounding beats that will blow you away. This is your chance to experience a genre of music you can't hear anywhere else on the Seacoast. Here at Saturdays from 10 p.m. to midnight with Michael, Chris, and Matt. Hey, attention local musicians, would you like to hear your band on the local airwaves? Send us your music. If you or your band has not yet sent WSCA your music, then what are you waiting for? Send your music to this address. Portsmouth Community Radio, P.O. Box 6532, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, 03802. Want me to repeat that for you? You still trying to find that pen in the drawer? Hurry up. Portsmouth Community Radio, P.O. Box 6532, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, 03802. Alrighty. Well, hey, it's 1:33 and I got 10 more songs to do. Don't think I'm going to make it. Oh, well, I have no one after me, so I can keep going all night if I wanted to. I'm going to finish the top 10. And I'm going to start it right now. The internet poll voted number 10. Best psychedelic song of all time. This one, like, knocked me over. Because I didn't even realize that anybody knew this song. Well, it's not not that rare of a song, but it's Dandelion's Chariot with the song Madman Running Through the Fields. 1967, it was the A-side to their only single. And a cool little piece of trivia for this, Andy Summers was the guitarist for this group, who later went on to have success with the Police 10 years later. Yeah. It was also Zoot Money's group as well. Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. This one is a rarity, and I'm happy to see it at number 10. It's not exactly one of my favorites, but it was definitely great to see a rarity hit the number 10 on this little list. So here you go, Dandelion's Chariot, Madman Running Through the Fields, to start it off at number 10. Start off the top 10 right here.
Lodging to Let me take you down.
1:56 a.m., and you're listening to WSCALP Portsmouth, 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. Phone number here is 430-9722. Give me a call sometime. That's 430-WSCA. You can also check out our website, portsmouthcommunityradio.org. Why not? What else you got to do at this time of night? Look us up. Come on, go on over. Hey, what's up? I'm the Eggman, and you're listening to the Metaphysical Circus, and I'm on approaching hour four, and I'm doing the 50 greatest psychedelic songs voted by several psych heads on the internet. That's right. Some dude named Gary Brown goes out and asks all these psychedelic fans to name off their top 50 favorite psychedelic songs from 1965 to 1970. And people like me said, okay, and did it. And he took all those lists, put them together, and this is the top 50 that I'm doing tonight. And what you heard in the last half hour, I started off with number 10, Dandelion's Chariot, with the song Madman Running Through the Fields from 1967. And at number 9, you heard The Electric Prunes, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night from 1966. That was their second single, which hit number 11 in 1967. A classic, and that intro is amazing, and yeah, one of the greatest intros to any psychedelic rock or any song in the history of music. Yeah. After that, at number 8, you heard The Beatles with Strawberry Fields Forever from 1967. It's a classic Mellotron psychedelic piece released as a double A-side with Penny Lane in 1967. It was also put on the Magical Mystery Tour album in 1968. One of the greatest psychedelic songs of all time. Personally, one of my favorites. I actually voted for it as number 4 on my list. Yeah. Love it. Can't get enough of it. So trippy and so just weird and great. And, yeah, as Risu-chan says to me, bring up the I Buried Paul part at the end of the song. Yes, a lot of people thought that's what John was saying, I buried Paul at the end there, but that was actually him yelling cranberry sauce for no reason at all in the studio. But it kind of sounds like I Buried Paul if you aren't really paying attention. After that, at number 7, you heard the Rolling Stones with 2,000 Light Years from Home. From 1967, another great Mellotron-soaked psychedelic masterpiece. I love that song. It was from their album, Their Satanic Majesty's Request. And I think that was in my top 20 somewhere. I know for a fact, because I love it. The Stones could do anything they wanted. And after that, at number 6, you heard Pink Floyd with Lucifer Sam from their album The Piper at the Gates of Dawn from 1967, the third song from that album to feature in the top 25 of this list. Brilliant piece of songwriting by Syd Barrett. How can I say any more about that? That is just brilliant psychedelic rock right there, folks. Syd Barrett was the master, and there you have it. After that, at number 5, which is what you just heard, that was The Move. And the song was called I Can Hear the Grass Grow from 1967. It was their second single. And it hit number 5 in the UK, but didn't do diddly squat over in the States. No one had even heard of The Move yet. Goofy, goofy, goofy States people. Americans, that's what we call them, right? All right, and that's what you heard in the last half hour. And before I get back to more, let me just tell you about the WSCA Community Showcase. Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, if anybody's out there listening, I got 4 more songs left. It's probably going to take me to about, 25 to a half an hour more. So if you can stay up, I'd appreciate it so you can hear the last song. It's going to be fun. Anyway, WSCA Community Showcase, Prescott Park Arts Festival, and WSCA Portsmouth Community Radio team up to showcase community artists Thursdays and throughout the summer. These concerts take place at 5:30 p.m. right before Oliver. And a couple have already gone by. On August 17th, the Molines, a Portsmouth-based 4-piece band that blends hard twang, swaggering alt-country, swamp rock, and melodic jangle pop in a set of compelling all-original songs. And on August 20th, Arts Rochester showcases a variety of pieces from their jazz and ballet youth ensembles. Yeah, check it out. Hey, programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible with support from our listeners, of course, and Cousin Richard Entertainment, presenting the New Hampshire Jazz and Blues Festival at the Music Hall in Portsmouth, September 12th, featuring Taj Mahal. Information available at www.themusichall.org.